This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center has been fabulous. That's how he got the title. He's been fabulous all week, so we appreciate his help and hard work. Matt Catrillo's our news director around here, so we're always glad that he's at the anchor desk and making sure that things work away. Of course, he also produces our Steve Jones show. In the studio with us now, Canon Paul Doniker is here. He's from the All Saints Episcopal Church in Sealance Grove. They have always been on the map when it comes to making sure that the community is aware of the work that the All Saints Church is interested in doing. They have Martha's Table over there, and Meals for Seals is based out of there, but they're going to do some Lenten studies that kind of caught my eye, so I thought we'd get some more information. So thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate it. If folks aren't familiar with the All Saints Episcopal Church, give us your 30-second elevator speech about this busy church on Market Street.
Small congregation that has been here since 1899. Church was built by a woman who fell in love with the Episcopal Church in Philadelphia, and so she built one in Sealands Grove before there was ever a congregation. We are focused on, obviously, worship, but also, as Mark already mentioned, outreach is a big part of who we are. Martha's Table was one of the first, I think, feeding programs. And people come there sometimes because they don't want to cook one night a week, sometimes because they want to meet with friends, and sometimes because it's hard to put food on the table in the middle of winter. So that's been a wonderful program for the community. And when the Meals for Seals was looking for a home to get started, we had our lower level, and it's now filled with Meals for Seals for our students in the Sealands Grove Area School District.
I'm always surprised when I see, for example, over at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northumberland, the Katie's Closet. You think, oh my gosh, it's a closet full of food, and you go in there, and it's room after room, and then hundreds of people converge on it, and the room's empty afterward. But I'll tell you what, it's the generosity of this valley is noteworthy.
It's unbelievable, just unbelievable.
Well, you have decided that for the Lenten period, you'll set aside some time on Thursday evenings and talk about some key authors around here and names that you'll find in the Book of Saints. Tell us about your Lenten programs.
This has been going on for a number of years. Initially, we started with programs that somebody else wrote, and the congregation said, you know, we want folks that we can relate to a little bit easier. And so the last 2 years, we've done saints with a small S, from various traditions. And so this year, members of the congregation who wanted to exercise some leadership went to a book called American Saints and paged through it and found somebody that they thought they would be interested in researching. And of course, that's a lot easier to do these days with a good library in town, but also with the internet. And then we also thought it would be helpful to focus on a couple issues so that people, when they come to the program, can do some research on their own. So we're figuring 10 to 15 minutes of presentation, and then the other 15 minutes or so will be devoted to conversation.
All right, so you'll start the evenings on Thursdays, every Thursday now.
Correct.
Starting next Thursday on the 5th at 6 p.m. with a meal of soup, salads, and bread. So the simple Lenten meal.
Simple Lenten meal.
We kind of become used to. 6:30 is the presentation, and 7:30 is the Compline. Explain what that is.
Compline is a service that completes the day, and a lot of our folks like to be home by 8 o'clock, so the guarantee is the Compline will be about 10, 15 minutes, and they're out the door on their way home.
Okay, we've kind of heard similar things like Vespers. Is that a similarity?
That would be Vespers is more sunset time, so okay. This is later than sunset.
Okay, yeah, depending. Yeah, 7:30 would be dark at that point.
Oh, yes.
So, different people will be examined, as you mentioned, William Augustus Muhlenberg, so That's Methodist, right? I'm thinking.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know just enough here to cause problems. I am Lutheran, so I know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer is. Let's see. Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
That's kind of an interesting selection. It, actually, our bishop's middle name, Audrey Cady Stanton. She has that as her middle name, so Ruth thought that it would be interesting to find out a little bit about her. She was an early suffragette and actually wrote a women's Bible, editing out all the patriarchal passages, and actually in many ways turned her back on the organized church of her day.
Okay. And founded a new church?
No, she did not found a new church. She was women's rights long time ago.
Okay. And you're doing Benjamin Rush on April 2nd. Explain who he is.
Then. He was a physician, trained in Edinburgh, Scotland. Came back and he began practicing medicine in the very poorest parts of Philadelphia, and realized that education was the way out of poverty, and so was one of the first people who pushed free public education for boys and, more controversially, for girls. And then he went on to be, as I said, signer of the Declaration of Independence, but was, because of his radical stance on free public education, and he was also an abolitionist, and wanted free public health, he was not invited to the Constitutional Convention.
We only need so much trouble at that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you. And I just think this is fabulous. And these are real game changers that I think in our U.S. history, that folks who are better familiar with history would recognize all of their names. But these are folks that you hope those who attend will hear about and draw some inspiration, perhaps?
Absolutely. And to realize that there are a lot of people in our history that the light of God has shone through, and that inspires us to do likewise, even in central Pennsylvania.
Right, so you're going to be doing this. And I guess explain that this could coincide with an individual's discipline or reflections that they're
Absolutely.
Can do during Lent.
Lent is a time of increasing your discipline to grow your faith. And so the hope is that folks who will come to these will do a little research online about the people being presented. And then come for conversation, because one of the things we believe at All Saints is that conversation grows the spirit.
Well, I've been to All Saints a couple of times because the Tree Fest was there.
It was there, and then they built this beautiful library, and now it's in the library.
It is nice, but
and
I think
but we work hard to be contributing members of the community of Selins Grove.
Right. I think I've been back there one time, I think for a funeral or a wedding or somebody. I had to wear a tie, that's all I remember. And I had to look up how do you access the back of All Saints.
Were wearing a tie, you were one of the few people who was there.
Well, yeah, especially on Sunday. You got a couple dozen people on Sunday, but it's come as you are, I presume.
Absolutely.
And I explained, you know, churches, sort of the mainstream churches, like the Lutheran or Methodists or the Episcopals, are enjoying maybe less of a pivotal role in life these days. Reflect on that a little bit today.
I think the landscape is changing, but I think that I'm part of the boomer generation, and we are not kindly impressed by institutions, and I think that's part of the mix. But long time ago decided I was an institutionalist, if that's such a thing, and I think that the institution of the church carries the values that many other organizations work with as well.
And what's the best that institutional, mainstream, market street churches do in our community?
I think they support people in their maintaining the values that keep our country strong. The You know, the old saying is the saints are the people that the light shines through, as in stained glass windows. And so I think programs like this encourage people to let the light within them shine in their daily walk.
All right. So All Saints Episcopal Church in Sealands Grove. You can get information at allsaintsepiscopalofsealandsgrove.com. They are having a series of Lenten talks and meals every Thursday up to and including April 2nd. Or am I missing the last one? Yeah, no, it looks like it would be April 9th would then be the last one. And that's an opportunity for folks to really find out about who are some of these game changers were in U.S. history, where faith is a through line through all of them, and it'll be presented by local folks who have studied
Absolutely.
Up on this.
These are all members of the congregation.
All right, so yeah, it'd be fabulous to come see them. 6 p.m. is the meal, 6:30 p.m. is the presentation, and 7:30 is this prayerful compline that you have at the end of the day. Canon Paul Doniker is here of the All Saints Episcopal Church. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Mark.